Avos Perek Hey, Mishnah Ches 5:8, and some Mishnahs it's 5:10. Here we have Shiva Mine Puranos Bon Laolam al Shiva Gufe Avera. Seven types of divine recompense, you know, essentially punishments, come to the world for seven categories of sin. Now, this mission is a little tricky to parse, to put together, because two reasons. First of all, the one reason is we only have five in this Mishnah, types of pranios that come. The other two will be in the next Mishnah. But a little more confusing is that it sets it up, it sounds like it's going to be like kind of a one-to-one correspondence, one type of peraon, one type of punishment for one gufei avera, category of sins, but it's not quite right. We'll have, you know, kind of, will ostensibly be multiple categories of sins for a particular type of punishment. So that's a question maybe we'll answer in the end, but just let's read the Mishnah and understand what it's saying regardless of that introduction. The first of the seven is, if miktsasin ma'asrin or miktsasin enam ma'asrin, if a portion of the community tithes properly and a portion of the community does not tithe properly, giving the, you know, the gifts to the Kohanim and the Levim, the poor people, so then ra'av shel batzores ba, a famine, ra'av means people be hungry, comes from batzores, from a drought, a lack of rain. Miktsasan ra'evin u miktsasan tzaveen, the consequence of which will be, since it rains in some places and not in other places, there'll be food in some places and not in other places, so some people will be hungry and some people won't be hungry. And that is the sort of a mida k'neged mida of some people tithing and some people not tithing. Second of all, gamru shlo la'aser, if the community decides on a matter of principle, we're all not giving tithes anymore, we're not giving gifts to the Kohanim, Levium, the poor people, so then ra'av shel mahuma v'shel batzores ba, then kind of a more severe famine will come. There's not just lack of rain, but also mahuma, which means sort of like of panic and disruption. So that doesn't mean that, that means that, you know, whatever supply chains or panic, you know, or threats make it that we can't produce food properly, there's not enough food to go around, so everyone becomes hungry. Third of all, vishlo litol esa chala, if the community doesn't give chala, that's the portion of dough that's given to the Kohanim, then ra'av shel kalaya ba, a more severe famine will come, that's of kalaya, that means that people are going to die, like widespread death happening from the famine, which is worse than the previous two. Number four says, dever bola olam, dever is like means like a some sort of plague, people are dying, you know, think of like COVID or something, you know, people are dying, or the plague, bubonic plague, you know, Spanish flu, whatever it is, people are dying all over the place. Why would that happen? Al misos ha'amuros b'Torah shlo nimsru levezden. The first reason why is people are doing averas that carry a death penalty that the bezden can't carry out, which really has two kinds of, there's like A and B. A means certain kinds of averas, the punishment is misa b'dei shemayim or kares, which essentially means premature death, but that premature death comes through some sort of like through hashkacha, Hashem does it, not the bezden. The other, you know, kind of category B is sometimes a person does an avera for which the penalty is, you know, capital punishment, and the Bezdin would execute. It's just that the Bezdin can't because it doesn't have, you know, the proper witnesses, they didn't get proper warning and the like. So therefore, the Bezdin can execute. So the point is that when you have a situation which people are meant to be dying, but they're not dying because basically there isn't going to, can't, shouldn't prosecute them. So then there's widespread death in the context of dever, of some sort of like plague, a health plague. Second of all, the dever also comes al peros shvius, if the halachas of shvius aren't treated properly, meaning that people do averas related to seventh year Shemitah produce, they do commercial activities with produce which is forbidden, or they invest in the, you know, the farming activities that one the Torah prohibits from doing, so the consequence again would be dever, rachman al islam. And number five you have here is cherev. Cherev literally means sword, ba'al olam. That it means that there's violence, you know, like war comes to the world. Al inui hadin val ivus hadin val hamorim b'torah shlo kalacha. So we have a sort of A, B, and C here. A is inui hadin. That means affliction through the legal process. That essentially means delaying rendering a judgment. So the Bezin knows what it's going to say. It's going to make this guy innocent or guilty, but it doesn't. It just delays in giving its ruling. So the poor accused person has to sort of like stew in his juices and suffer. Ivus hadin, that's like a perversion of justice. That means, you know, you make guilty people off the hook, or you make innocent people have to pay. So that perversion of justice is again going to be a reason for, you know, war and so on. And finally, Valamorim b'tor shel kalacha means people who make halachic rulings that are really inconsistent with the halachic norms. This sort of, if you're talking about, you could talk about things like what Shabbatai Tzvi did, or, you know, even things like what, you know, like a reform rabbi might do to permit things which are forbidden alike. All these things are considered more b'torah shel kalacha and would, you know, carry this terrible penalty. So that is the five of the seven that's listed in this Mishnah. The next Mishnah will list the last two categories of parnos, but we'll pause here until we get to the next Mishnah.